A chance here on Mosaic to talk with a good friend of our program for some time now, Dr. Robert Fanning. He's with the English Department at Central Michigan University and is affiliated with the Meyer Visiting Writers Series that is put on each year by Central Michigan University's English Department. And Robert, I guess, well, I say put on each year, but we're coming out of one of the more unusual years, so that's a pretty good place to start. A little bit of background for those that don't know about the program and how you folks have had to probably adjust, cancel, postpone, rearrange, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, in a COVID-19 frame for the Visiting Writers Series.
Yeah, thank you, David, for having me. It's great to talk to you again. And you just gave the litany of the sort of dance we're all doing in all of our different fields, certainly in the arts related to COVID and the cancellation of programming and so on. And but the Meyer Visiting Writer Series continues. You know, we have had a great year so far. We've had three readings so far. Jen Fox, a fiction writer, came in the fall, and Chen Chen, a prominent poet. And then we just had a terrific fiction reading by Mark Anthony Richardson. And then our visit from Tommy Blount, National Book Award finalist, finishes off this year's series online. And the readings have been well attended online, I'm excited to say.
There's nothing that can replace a live audience, but I've heard folks kind of say, well, sometimes these things take on a different vibe, and it seems hard. I'll be up front to imagine that it can and take off, a really good vibe for something like this. But how is it different, and has it been something that's still been satisfying to both you and your colleagues as presenters and these visiting artists in terms of the reception that they've had?
That's a great question. And, you know, it really has been something that initially was sort of terrifying. You know, how can you translate the intimacy and connection and power of a poetry reading within the online format? And but surprisingly, you know, there's a lot of give and take to it. What is taken away is that very intimacy and closeness, the author engaging with the audience, shaking hands, signing books for students. That goes away, obviously, but there's been some give. We have alums who can show up in the room now, the virtual room. You know, we have it extends the reach of the audience. You have people from Texas and California and New York in the WebEx room, and it's been remarkable seeing that. I've attended poetry readings all around the country from my own couch, and I think that that's going to be, again, one of the things once, fingers crossed, COVID disappears from our lives, it's going to leave a wake of, yes, destruction and death, but also it has brought some changes to the way we do things. I can see poetry readings, I can see music performances being half online and half real going forward. I don't see any reason why this should stop, you know, having a camera in the room so that audience members from around the country can be there even when COVID is gone.
Thursday, March the 4th at 7 o'clock. It is free in anyone on or off Facebook, as my notes indicate here. And this would be at cmich.webex.com/meet for this event with Detroit-based poet Tommy Blount. And Robert, you said it's wrapping up the season, and we had mentioned some of those earlier ones. We just hadn't had a chance to catch up with you earlier. And I guess looking at the schedule as a whole, were you able to stay on pace, on target for the number of events, or because of the continuing impact of COVID, were some things reshuffled, few more, few less? How did the schedule play out as a whole?
The Meyer Visiting Writers Series brings four writers annually, and that didn't change at all. This year we have also brought four, and I'm really excited to announce that Meyer has, we're grateful that we've just received notice that Meyer has approved five more years of sponsoring this program. So it's going to continue, virus or no virus, four of the best writers we can find to bring to CMU every year. These are prominent, provocative writers who are leaders in the field. Tommy Blount is a National Book Award finalist. I mean, there are a handful of awards in the literary arts and that are true crown gems, and that's one of them. And he's from a great community of Detroit poets who have risen to national prominence in recent years, and I'm really excited to bring him to Mount Pleasant again.
Congratulations on that. It's great in all this time of uncertainty to have something like that come as a sense of security and being able to plan accordingly for going on down the road with having the funding and the backing for the series as a whole. You talked about having the flexibility now and seeing maybe a blend between the online and obviously the long hoped for return to in-person events. Is it too early to see how they might blend or how you might even go in and say, okay, we got this schedule. This one, maybe it plays better if we do it such and such or so and so in terms of adapting it or maybe not just a straight event like you've been able to do, but a different way to play around with an online thing. Has there been much opportunity to think about how you can tweak the model that's now been kind of landed in our laps?
This is a great question too, and I think that this goes for so many in so many different fields who have been reactive in regards to COVID, who are now being proactive and related to technology and how we can use what we've learned. With the Meyer Visiting Writer Series, for example, we haven't had any conversations about how we might institute using the technology to make it a regular thing, but I think it's a great idea. You know, the Wellspring Literary Series, which is our kind of local series, I did cancel this year because I didn't think I could replicate that series, which involves music, food, visual art, and poetry. I just couldn't see how to bring the magic of those evenings online. However, this year I also held the Walt Whitman annual Leaves of Grass reading. This year was, I believe, the 14th annual reading, maybe 13th, I'm losing count. But that was online, and it was well attended from people, again, alums around the country. And I'm starting to really think of making that, of pairing with other colleges around the country and maybe making it obviously a physical event on campus, but also maybe having attendees from around the country join us on our annual Walt Whitman Leaves of Grass reading. So that's kind of an idea I keep having. You know, it's getting me thinking of how to make community, which is so thriving in creative writing here at Central, available to a wider range of people who are literature lovers.
Robert Fanning is with the English Department at Central Michigan University, and the department is presenting in conjunction with Meyer, the Meyer Visiting Writers Series, Detroit-based poet Tommy Blount. Again, it's free on Thursday the 4th at 7 o'clock. And again, that link is cmich.webex.com/meet. How about you in the classroom? Obviously, every person we've had any contact with on campus, and certainly our building here, where we've had people that have returned to work, have been in the building doing what we do, and obviously you have been doing what you do, and people across the campus the same. But it's been a blend. It's certainly been a change. How has that aspect of what you do in terms of working with the students gone so far, and what do you see moving forward? Again, kind of in that adaptability, or how may things return to normal or slash get modified to be different as we move on down the road and get past this thing?
I think the answer is similar to what we're doing with cultural event programming. I think in the classroom, we again were reactive last spring when we were thrown into this, as we all scrambled to figure out how to teach online, some of us anyway, those who didn't have experience with it. And it was rather shocking to be thrown into that world when I had no online teaching experience at the time. But these past two semesters, I'm realizing the adaptability also extends to students. They seem more comfortable learning in the online environment. I'm certainly more comfortable teaching in the online environment. Again, it is not ideal. I would much rather be with all of the students in the room. However, again, this might open up. It's certainly going to make us rethink how we educate going forward and how we can extend, again, the classroom to people who can't be in it, while we also serve those who are within our proximity. So it's an exciting time, and we need to reframe it as an exciting time because it's been terrifying. But looking forward, maybe it's going to allow us to be creative and to bring more people to the classroom, whether it's on a laptop or a desktop computer or the physical classroom itself.
Well, again, congratulations on the now secured funding for another 5 years of the Meyer Visiting Writers Series. We'll certainly look forward to welcoming back Wellspring. And it was kind of a different experience to catch Walt Whitman online. I don't think he would have necessarily envisioned it that way when he wrote it, that we would be presenting his work in such a way. But I guess he probably smiled and sanctioned it as well, because at least the work was getting out there. And we'll look forward to the opportunity welcoming in Tommy Blount, and also the chance we hope yet this week to talk with him. And pulling that all together, as you do for this event, the concluding event in this year's Meyer Visiting Writers Series, Thursday, March the 4th at 7 p.m., cmich.webex.com. And through Central Michigan University's English Department, welcoming Detroit poet Tommy Blount. Robert Fanning, thanks so much. Stay nimble and quick, at least as much as people in our age group are able to be.
I certainly will try.
That hasn't Thank been exactly so the easiest thing either, I guess, but we've had to find ourselves be a little bit more flexible on the fly, and something about teaching old dogs new tricks or so forth. We're all in that same situation together, and congratulations on the event, and looking forward to that opportunity, and best of luck as you continue with all of your students in the classroom as well.
Thanks again, David, and thanks so much to your listeners for listening to this conversation today. It was a joy. Thank you.